Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I had a midday supervisor come to me last week to ask me what teabagging was.
Because
a child in year two had been saying that he was going to teabag someone. And she was like, I know it sounds rude, but I don't know what it is.
Shit.
I was like, balls in mouth, Louise. It's balls in mouth.
Dash and dash! Dash and dash!
A Virgin's Revenge is what they voted for, which is a really good one. So well done.
Yeah, well done. We wanted it to be this one.
Sometimes we secretly want a certain one, and I think they tend to go for it.
I do feel bad for all the other stories. I'm just going to give them new names. Loop them back in.
So, Elliot Rodgers is who you voted for. So, Elliot's father worked on the Hunger Games. So he was from a really well-to-do family.
I'm reading that to my class right now.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah, like they're really into it because they know people are going to die. But also, there's a lot of feelings that I get embarrassed talking. Like, as I'm reading it out loud, I get embarrassed. And it's like, and inside, I felt the pull towards Gail. And I'm like, kids, can I skip a paragraph?
So, he was a bit strange when he was younger, and his family provided therapists, support. They obviously had quite a lot of money, and they did a lot to try and help him. Eventually they thought, right, we'll give him a new start, we'll send him to college. But he was just a complete narcissist, but also his mother described him as a high-functioning autistic child. So he saw the world kind of a bit black and white in terms of he didn't really understand social relationships in the same way that others might, but also he saw himself as superior to basically everyone. He was a bit of an enigma to his family, and he was quite distant and remote, but obviously there was a lot going on in his mind that he wasn't really sharing with people. So he started uploading a series of videos on YouTube.
And became sharing it with everyone. Yeah.
So it started off with like a view from a plane. Okay, here's me landing in a plane. Me stuck in traffic is just a car with some music on.
Both cases prove that you are a bit of a twat. One, you shouldn't be having your phone on while you're on the plane. Mm-hmm. Two, you shouldn't be on your phone while you're driving. Twat.
Also, you should know, no one wants to see that.
Yeah, we've been on planes, like it's not.
No one cares.
You're not the elite anymore.
A lot of it was, why do girls hate me so much?
I'm so perfect.
And
I am the superior being. I have the looks, I have money, and yet they do not look at me.
But all like whinier. Like, I try really hard to look cute, and you don't even like it. So it details his frustration not having a girlfriend, being lonely. But it wasn't just him feeling upset and venting his feelings. It was very accusatory of why, like, you're wrong, why aren't you paying attention to me, you should be paying attention to
me. It's so misogynistic. I remember when it happened, I did watch all of his videos, and it's not just what am I doing, it's not like why don't people like me, it's very much all of these people are imbecile, these people are these girls are sluts because they're going out with other people, but yet he wants to have sex with them.
Yeah.
He's like, they're sluts because they have sex with people that aren't me. Yeah. He's like, they're stupid because they date people that aren't me. Like, he's really, really disrespectful to women. Like,
yeah.
It's like he hates women, but yet he wants one.
Yeah. But
I just stick your dick in a melon.
It's like an extreme
version. It feels the same, apparently. I don't know. I eat a lot of watermelon. I've never stuck my dick in it.
Yeah, but he says, oh, I'm polite, I'm a gentleman, I buy designer clothes, how could you not want this?
Yeah, it's like women off on the internet.
Yeah, and he talks about his life being unfair and how he deserves girls' attention.
You went on an aeroplane once, your life is fair.
And how he's insulted by the fact that, like, not just, oh, I see them and I wish I was them, that's insulting to me that I'm seeing you with a guy. But just, like, non-specifically, no particular woman that he's fallen in love with, just all of the women...
All generally,
actively ignoring
it. Probably him. Seeing these videos on YouTube, though.
Well, you're going up and talking like that to them.
I don't think he talked to them. I think he just expected them to come.
Yeah. So his last video shows him at a golf course, and he basically wanders around filming, saying how lovely the view is, and how he goes there on his own, and then he sits in his car and looks at the view, and then he starts talking about how he's been cast out and he's unaccepted and not able to enjoy his place in this world anymore. And he intends to rectify the problem of girls not being attracted to him. In all my magnificence and power, I will not let this fly. It's an injustice that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, that see, that's the tipping point, because until then we'd have been like, actually, this is really sad. Feeling outcast, feeling unloved, feeling rejected, all of that is sad and, like, I feel bad for him. But he feels... also, like, he's going to take revenge. Yeah. That's the problem.
I mean, I'd have slept with him just to stop him doing what he did.
Oh, to stop him.
Yeah, to take the bullet. But then, like, imagine how obsessed he'd become with that one girl who did kind of show him attention the first time. I don't know. To be loved. How are you going to love somebody if you can't love yourself?
Well, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
There you go. He then wrote a manifesto, which he called My Twisted World. Again, it details how his parents were awful and how he is the most deserving of everything and that he hasn't got. Basically, filmed this video, wrote the manifesto, but he didn't do anything with them until the 23rd of May 2014. Now, prior to that, he'd visited a shooting range, he'd learnt how to shoot and fire handguns, and he'd also bought a gun. This is November before, so he'd been planning this for a while. So 23rd of May, he stabbed 3 men at his apartment. I think they were his housemates, in Isla Vista, Santa Barbara. A knife, a hammer and machetes were taken from the apartment by police following the murders. He then, after these murders, obviously the police hadn't been there yet, he uploaded the final video and he emailed the manifesto at this point. Now, his parents did receive the manifesto and they contacted police, but it was, you know, he was literally acting then, so it was too late to do anything. So he drove to a sorority house, and he talked about this sorority house in the videos and said that's where all the most beautiful girls were, and he used to go and sit outside and be angry about how they were coming and going and they didn't care about him.
And like the angry kid just sitting outside.
Yeah, weird. So he knocked on the door, but no one answered. So he just...
they're like, the creepy angry kid's here. Yeah. He actually got out of the car.
Yeah. So then he began just walking up and down the street, shooting people. He shot 2 women who were killed and 3 were injured. And then he fired at a couple and they were wounded as well. Got back in his car and he drove 2 blocks to a deli mart. He got out of the car there, went into the deli mart and just shot a student fatally. Then he got back in the car again. He drove on the wrong side of the street. It's almost like a film, but it makes me think of like a video game. When you're just going around rampaging the streets like in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
But it's so scary to think of it just actually happening in real life. So then he attempted to shoot while he was driving in the car at pedestrians, but he missed. And he carried on driving. He shot at a sheriff's deputy. He missed him as well. And he hit a cyclist.
Thank God he was a bit crap at shooting as well.
Yeah. But then he hit a cyclist with his car. He then got out again, shot and wounded 3 people, hit a skateboarder, and then shot another person, got back in the car, hit another cyclist, and then he eventually crashed his car. And at this point, he held a gun to his head and shot himself. But he killed 7 people and wounded 13. And they were all like 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age.
Yeah.
So really young. I can't imagine what kind of panic you would have felt. It's a little bit like, did you watch the documentary we talked about a while ago, didn't we, on Netflix about the shooting at the university in Texas? Just how panicked everyone and how awful it was. Roger's parents obviously for them, they'd lost their son, but also he'd done all this awful stuff, and it was just so horrific. I can't imagine what they went through, because they can't really mourn him, can they?
I imagine.
So they expressed, obviously, their pain for the victims and their families. And if you want, there's a lot more details online. Obviously, I've done a short version, but there's some really good documentaries as well you can look at. So you type in Elliot Rodger. But yeah, that's a horrid, horrid case from California.
Yeah.
Dash.
Dash!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.